Inside, the hangar deck was crowded with Stealth X squadrons, all neatly arranged in their own arrow-shaped combat groups and surrounded by bustling teams of support crew. With the exception of the squadron leaders, the pilots were already in their vac suits and with their starfighters, either seated in the cockpits running system checks or walking around their craft doing visual inspections. Kenth could see that the strike force included the Order's most experienced pilots, with Lobaka, Izalwaz, Wonantun, and many other Jedi Knights who had fought in the war against the Yuuzhan Vong assigned to craft in the second-in-command slot. Conspicuously missing was Jaina Solo, whose skill in starfighter combat was second only to that of Luke Skywalker himself. To Kenth's surprise, Raynar Thull was preparing to launch. The position of his Stealth X with one of the squadrons near the rear of the hangar suggested that he had not been given any command responsibilities. Even so, that Thull was present at all indicated that either Saba was putting too much confidence in his recovery, or she was desperate for combat-qualified pilots. As Kenth contemplated which, Thull's scarified head suddenly tipped to one side, as though he were listening to something on his shoulder, and he slowly turned toward the doorway. Kenth retreated into the shadows and drew his force aura in tight, but Thull's gaze slid in his direction and lingered on the aura for a moment. Finally, a tight little smile creased the Jedi Knight's burn-scarred lips. Then he dipped his chin in recognition and turned back to his inspection. Heart pounding, Kenth forced himself to remain still until Thull seemed completely occupied, then slipped along the wall, searching for Saba and the other masters. He found them, most of them, on a large observation balcony 20 meters above. They were gathered along the safety rail, watching the preparations below, pointing and gesturing at the Stealth X's as they discussed last-minute strategies. To Kenth's surprise, only four masters, Kip Duren, Kyle Katarn, Octa Ramus, and Barat Kel, had donned the distinctive Stealth X flight suits. Absent were Corrin Horn and both Solasars, the latter no doubt because they were on Ossus with their students. Everyone else, including Saba, continued to wear their customary robes, which could only mean that after the launch, they intended to remain on Coruscant to defend the temple. With Saba in charge, Kenth had no doubt what form the defense would take. It would be aggressive and cunning, designed to keep Dalla and her allies off balance until they could be incapacitated and rendered forever harmless, as the Barabels like to say. In other words, killed. Half expecting 100 Jedi Knights to turn toward him with every breath he took, Kenth remained in the shadows, slipping along the edge of the hangar until he reached a series of vertical conveyance pipes. He tested each pipe until he found one cool enough to grasp, then braced his feet on the wall and began to ascend. The backside was slick with dust and mold, but he did not use the force to make the climb easier. With so many Jedi nearby, there was a danger of even a small disturbance being noticed, and his nerves had already been set on edge. Though Kenth felt certain he had been spotted by Thull, he had no idea what to make of it. Did Thull's silence indicate that Kenth had an ally among the Jedi? Or had it been a simple decision to avoid becoming involved in the Master's power struggle? There was just no way to know. Thull was a strange man, a Jedi Knight who seemed to see farther than most, but who kept his own counsel and usually appeared to be more amused by the affairs of the Jedi than involved with them.